It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
A week ago, I was really down about the state of the world. 1.5 million Ukrainians were facing electricity interruptions as Russia's brutal imperialist war took an ugly turn in tactics. Yet Kevin McCarthy, the prospective Speaker of the House, should the congressional balance of power shift, was complaining about our giving a so-called blank check to Ukraine. This week, I feel so much better. Vladimir Putin has assured us that Russia does not intend to turn its war nuclear and has called for unity with those in the West who embrace what he calls his Christian values. Even nicer, Kevin McCarthy solicitously called Nancy Pelosi to inquire after her family's welfare after a right-wing extremist attacked her husband with a hammer. This clearly heralds a new era in bipartisan warm feelings and cooperation. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. The same Vladimir Putin has continued Russia's barbaric attacks on infrastructure, now depriving 4 million Ukrainians of regular life-sustaining utilities. The same Kevin McCarthy is still intent on restoring or even enhancing committee assignments for Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a frank anti-Semite who helped set the stage for the hammer attack by calling for Nancy Pelosi's execution for treason. She even endorsed a statement that the most expeditious way to deal with Speaker Pelosi would be a bullet to her head. And yet, I do feel better. Because while the world around me may be disintegrating, I am resolutely cultivating my own garden, stabilizing and getting things operating better here on the farm. I haven't lost any more of the young chickens, and I've found the groundhog's route into the coop, which will allow me to close him out. Things in sheep world, too, are decidedly looking up. A couple of weeks ago, I was terribly concerned about getting hay in for the winter. I wanted to stock up so I could keep the sheep fed even if snow covered the route up to the barn. The midsummer drought in this region meant that virtually no second-cut hay, the later cutting that's usually preferred as fresher, was locally available. I was resigned to buying first-cut. But when I called the fellow who supplied me in the last few years, he told me he hadn't made any first cut this year either because he was dealing with his house having burnt down. I called someone he referred me to who, after a week of back and forth, said he could not deliver wagons full of hay because he had no help to load them. He referred me on to a third guy who was unable to deliver on our first planned date for the same reason, no help, and who didn't respond to my further messages. By last Saturday night, I found myself anxiously awake at 3:30 a.m. Googling hay suppliers. But by a stroke of good fortune, this third supplier suddenly called me Sunday morning, ready to come deliver, while I was enjoying the company not only of my chum Eric, but also of our occasional visit, Macho Matt. Matt is both a fan of farm work and a dynamo at accomplishing things. He earlier led the effort to paint the barn. This Sunday, he, Eric, and I worked with the farmer who delivered the hay to get two full ricks unloaded and stacked in the barn. Even better, while we were awaiting the deliveries, mechanically adept Matt was able to reconfigure an interior gate that the sheep had been continually knocking off its pindles, and to restore to smooth operation an interior sliding door that by sticking had made moving between the two halves of the barn a challenge for months. The latter he accomplished with two twists of a wrench. Said Matt, I feel like that was my number one achievement of the weekend, if not the month. With the sheep having gotten their fall shearing at the end of this week, I feel we're now fully prepared for the winter. And I've even gotten a glimmer of how to deal with the ever-challenging question of what to do with all the sheared wool accumulating in the storage loft, to which I've just added 26 more bags. At the Rhinebeck Sheep and Wool Festival recently, we came across a vendor from our region, Dashing Star Farm in Millerton, selling beautiful and well-crafted bed pillows composed of mattress ticking, stuffed with wool from the farm's flocks. It dawned on me that producing similar pillows might be a perfect resolution for me. Why? Well, the last 4 months of constant house guests has convinced me that I have something of a pillow problem. After his first overnight visit here, my friend Tom never arrived without bringing four of his own pillows, carried in a satchel he stitched himself for mattress ticking. He assured me it was his custom to carry his pillows wherever he traveled, and that his porting of pillows was no reflection on mine. But was he just being diplomatic? Then Steve, my frequent farm sitter, brought a pillow of his own, which was so nice that it somehow migrated under my head, and last month bought me two new pillows as a gift. And why was it that Steve kept gently suggesting that you could get a dozen perfectly comfortable new pillows delivered from Amazon in just a week, cheap? I'd much prefer my own wool stuffed pillows to Amazon pillows stuffed with petrochemical fibers. This winter project will require me to learn to wash the sheared wool and transform it into batting, and then also to get it sewn into pillows. While I might be able to learn to sew for this purpose, a good project for long winter nights alone, I'm not really very handy. Seeing Matt so successfully address mechanical issues that have vexed me leads me to think that I should enlist someone who really knows what he's doing for the sewing. Tom, are you listening to this?
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.